While spring is definitely in the air, it is not here yet. Mornings now feature some bird song as year-round resident male birds are beginning to stake a claim to a territory by singing. If you are feeding birds, don't stop now. They need the calories more than ever at this point in the winter. Aside from the usual suspects that have been coming all winter, keep on the lookout for new arrivals. Roaming flocks of blackbirds, comprised primarily of red-winged blackbirds, but with common grackles and brown-headed cowbirds often associated with them, may show up at any time. Red-winged blackbirds are one of the most widespread and successful land bird species on this continent. They range across its entirety, breeding from central Alaska to Newfoundland and south throughout the contiguous United States. They occur in the winter south to Costa Rica and Central America. They are hardy, adaptable, and abundant. They are hard to count at bird feeders as they rarely stay put for long. Most of these early arriving migrants are continuing further north to breed. While visiting the Cape and Islands during the late winter and in the spring, they are interested in feeding constantly. They're attempting to gain and store energy for the final push to more northerly breeding grounds. Red-winged blackbirds have been appearing earlier, heading north each spring for many years. The northbound migrants currently are showing up about 10 days earlier than just a decade ago, further evidence of a warming planet. They have just started turning up at feeders around the area. With small numbers of these birds spending the winter, it is hard, if not impossible, to know if a few birds are new arrivals or overwinterers, changing their behavior patterns and daily schedules. However, when flocks of red wings, virtually all males, arrive, it becomes clear that these are migrants. The male birds move north a week or so earlier than the females. They want to be the first to stake a claim by singing loud and often to the best breeding habitats. The danger with pushing the envelope, so to speak, to be the first to arrive on the breeding grounds is that there is no food and nasty weather may prevail upon arrival. Obviously, to be successful as breeders, they must survive. As the Red Wings currently visiting the Cape and Islands in mid-February are finding, moving north in late winter is fraught with hazards like snowstorms, nor'easters, and bitter cold. When and if the weather improves and southwest winds prevail, there will be many more of these birds arriving, with many remaining to breed. There is a lot more going on in the natural world now than just a week ago. The days are getting rapidly longer. This is always a welcome development, and the natural world is tuned into the photo period at a level we can barely conceive of. Calm evenings now spur American woodcock, bizarre robin-sized woodland-living shorebirds that make a living by eating earthworms at night with their ridiculously long bill as a probe to engage in display flights. These nocturnal birds, while rarely seen, are surprisingly common from now through late April. Until next week, keep your eyes to the sky.